You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1995.
Thanks, Chris, and welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for the month of August 1995. I'm Fred Vobey here in the Sheetrock Announce booth with the DX Audio Service, and we've got a lot of material to cover on the convention aspects first, and then we'll get on side two, some more information. First off, the National Radio Club Convention is going to be held over Labor Day weekend, that's September 1st through the 4th, in Aurora, Colorado. And you can make your reservations now at $52 per night plus tax, single or double occupancy, at the Hampton Inn. The telephone number is area code 303-369-8400. And be sure to specify the National Radio Club for that special $52 rate. And you can get there by car, train, or plane. We hope to see you there. And no, there is no truth to the fact that we're going to feed Phil Wayne to the Cougars once the convention ends. On the TV and FM side, the Woof Du Bois, that's the WTFDA, which stands for the Worldwide TV FM DX Association, is going to be holding their convention near Lake Placid, New York, at the Whiteface Chalet, August 4th through the 6th. Reservations are accepted at area code 518-946-2207 or area code 800-932-0859 from New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania only. The weekend package for singles will be $122, doubles $87 per person, and triples $72 per person, and quadruples $65 per person. The package includes two nights lodging, breakfast on both Saturday and Sunday mornings, and the Saturday evening banquet. Convention registration will be $5. For more information, you can contact Convention Coordinator Tom Bryant at 849 Todd Priest Drive in Nashville, Tennessee, 37221. Or if you know his address, convention host Peter George. And I'm sorry, I don't know Peter's address. And those WFDA members have been at it lately, compiling their new USA TV database. The 1995 edition, all 319 pages of it, is hot off the press. According to editor Doug Smith, all data is based on the official FCC and CRTC files updated by DXers. This is the only reasonably priced TV reference that lists low-power television stations, Canadian, USA, and some Mexican stations. I don't have a non-member price here, so you better contact Doug Smith at 1385 Old Clarksville Pike, that's in Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146-8098. Or if you have email, you can contact him at 72777.3143 at CompuServe.com for more information, and be sure to tell him that the DX Audio Service sent you. And speaking of books and databases, at the convention we'll be announcing the new National Radio Club log, and you might be able to get a copy of it right there at the convention. And call letter changes are his business, so here is Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month, our reference number is 365, and we start with our traditional big pile of call letter changes on 550 WICE, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, becomes WPNW. 1010 KDJW in Amarillo, Texas, changing to KTNZ. 1190 WSCM Cobleskill, New York, becomes WDCS. 1200 WOPA Chicago, Illinois, changing to WLXX. On 1230 KKUL Hardin, Montana, will become KHDN. 1250 KCFI Cedar Falls, Iowa, changing to KCNZ. 1260 WJJJ Christiansburg, Virginia, will be WNNI. 1280 WTTX Appomattox, Virginia, becomes WWAR. On 1400 KIID San Luis Obispo, California, becomes KKJL. 1430 WLSQ Dalton, Georgia, changing to WDAL. On 1490 KGHO Holquaim, Washington, becomes KJET. 1590 WTOQ in Platteville, Wisconsin, becomes WPVL, and 1600 KVYK Giddings, Texas, changing to KOKE. One application of interest on 1550 WOCC in Corydon, Indiana would like to change frequency, move to 1030 kHz with 1,000 watts and a D1 antenna. One grant of interest on 1410 WKZB Cleveland, Mississippi. This station has been silent for 7 years. They are now back on the air. With a different facility, they have reduced their daytime power to 920 watts. They have gone full-time by adding 23 watts at night, and the antenna is now U1. Moving on to otherness on 560 WYOR Brentwood, Tennessee. This silent station is back on the air again. On 610 CFLO in Mount Laurier, Quebec, request a move to 104.7 FM and will cease AM operations if that's approved. On 810 WKNV in Dublin, Virginia, this new station is on the air. They are presently simulcasting the FM station in Dublin, WPIN. More news on 880 WPIP, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This station is on the air after several years of misfires and speculations. The dismissal, which we mentioned last month, was missing a crucial word in the press release. It should have said dismiss license to cover changes for a new station, which simply canceled their just-granted CP for a power reduction to 850 watts at a relocated transmitter site. They are on the air running their original licensed facility, 1,000 watts, D1. On 890 WYAN, Hartselle, Alabama, this station has moved here from 860. 910 KURY Brookings, Oregon goes full-time by adding 37 watts at night, change their antenna to U1. 930 KRKY Granby, Colorado, this silent station is on the air. On 950 KSWD Seward, Alaska has gone silent. 1090 KJRC South Lake Tahoe, California, this is a construction permit for a new station that was never built. It has been canceled by the FCC, and those call letters have been deleted. On 1190 WDCS, Cobbles Kill, New York, up under calls, we told you about this call change from their old call of WSCM. The station is presently silent, but the issuing of new calls indicates it will probably be returning to the air soon. On 1230 WMAF, Madison, Florida, this station is silent. 1240 CBSI-4 in Labrador City, Newfoundland, they have requested a move to 93.1 FM and will cease AM operations if approved. On 1270 KGNM in St. Joseph, Missouri, there has been some confusion about the status of this station in the NRC DX News magazine. People who use the M Street Journal directory for their log source are seeing this station listed as a daytime-only station and are wondering why they're hearing it at night. Well, because that entry is incorrect. If you were looking in the NRC log, you would have found the correct information. The station is full-time with 36 watts at night. The antenna is U1. On 1290 WDEC, Americus, Georgia, is silent. 1340 WHGS, Holton, Maine, is silent. 1380 WCOO, New Bern, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air, and according to their announcements on the air, they are simulcasting with WCKO, the 1110 station in Norfolk, Virginia, which just recently returned to the air, and also with WCKN, the 1270 station in Surfside Beach, South Carolina. On 1420 WNRS, Herkimer, New York, this silent station set to return to the air in the month of July. 1470 WRQQ, Farrell, Pennsylvania, only operated less than a month, is silent once again. 1490 WUWV in Cordell, Georgia, is silent. Also on 1490, KXLQ, Indianola, Iowa, is silent. 1580 WWOF, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, this station is silent pending a sale. 1590 WASY Gorham, Maine, this station is silent forever. It's been off the air about 3 years. The FCC canceled its license and deleted the call letters. And finally, on 1600 WJQI in Chesapeake, Virginia, this silent station has returned to the air. That will wrap it up for this month on AM Switch. We'll see you next month, and then we'll see you at the big convention in Aurora, Colorado. Right now, wherever he is, here's John Bucker.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hi, everybody. This is the Travelog. We've got a full tape for you this month, so we aren't going to talk very much, except to tell you we're now in Jefferson, Ohio, in our motorhome. Jefferson, Ohio is 150 miles east of West Jefferson. I don't understand that either. But let's see, we're at the 1280 frequency tape, and we left you off last month just about on the Indiana border of Illinois, so let's pick up in Illinois this time and see where we go from there.
Y108 is WYSY-FM and AM Aurora Schaumburg, Naperville. 1202 now, Captain Kurt here with the Burbs best music. Y108 FM.
Well, you know, I'd leave you with that one, except that I'm going to play you a second one because they changed their call letters, but there's even more importance on the announcement they make here. This is a terrible tape. Don't worry about it.
Y108 is WYSY-FM, Aurora, Elmhurst, Elgin. It's 4:03, and I'm John Rivers, playing the Burbs' best music on Y108 FM.
Yeah, but now listen now, you disbelievers.
So you're listening to our radio station here.
WBIG Aurora.
That's good, but you ought to be listening where it sounds best. And that's on the FM, and that's in stereo at 107.9 Y108 FM. But it was you.
Okay. It's always very tempting to use the FM side occasionally. Here's a station that runs 22 watts at night.
Seeing some precipitation at the moment, but it looks like it's all moving.
They cover the whole studio complex.
So, the rain will be gone. The clouds will still be here. We cover the country, 97.7 FM, 1280 AM, WGLR Lancaster. Good morning, 11 o'clock. Bubba Dave Rochelle with you. You know what time it is. Time for Crib Notes.
Yeah. They were up at full 750 watts of power when we recorded that in a thunderstorm. Moving elsewhere in Wisconsin, here's some not very happy news.
Great songs and great memories are coming to you on the Valley Station for the original hits. WNAM, Nina Menasha.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. A country music legend is dead. Twitty died today in a Springfield, Missouri hospital after suffering...
Well, cross into Minneapolis now.
Twins. This is KSNE, Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 11 o'clock.
December 7th is the day the two leaders of the biggest nuclear superpowers sit down to hash over their disagreements. I'm Bill Polish on the Satellite News Network.
And guess what kind of a format they changed to not very long ago?
Jokes, fun facts, brain games, and a whole lot more right here on Radio Oz AM 1280, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That's right. At least they speak English. Up the road a piece to Moorhead.
Great music and complete news. This is KBOX Moorhead Fargo.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett.
Right on the North Dakota border, as you can tell.
Which started showing signs of life in the first quarter has slowed again.
Oh, boy. Well, this time we go south, and I have it right. This is the state of Iowa coming up. Those of you who remember a couple of months ago, well, forget it.
The best in country music, KCOB, Newton, Iowa.
President Bush says time is running out for Iraq to withdraw from Kuwait. I'm Kate Garvin on the Satellite News Network.
And we all know what happened there. Southward, into Missouri.
7666. Your source for the latest happenings from the Truman Lake area to the world. We're 1280 News Talk, KDKD AM Clinton.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. The Supreme Court rules 8-1 that state-run colleges and universities in Mississippi are unlawfully segregated by race.
Let's hop across the state now, still in Missouri.
It's 12 o'clock and you're in tune to 1280 KYRO, Potosi, Missouri.
Okay, we go into New Orleans.
GSO Radio, New Orleans. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We'll continue our conversation about life in general following the news from ABC coming up inexorably, unstoppably, and probably kind of loud.
They happily changed their call letters to WQUE.
Turn it up. Get busy inside Club 93. I do not have a band,
but a jam will make you move. Here's a fellow in love with his own voice, like me.
back.
Back to back.
On KEAN.
AM and FM.
Abilene is Keene 105. Country's number one country.
Oh boy. 500 watts from Abilene, Texas.
Popular country hits in the nation this week. On our way to that number one song, I'm Bob Kingsley. This is American Country Countdown.
Number 10.
A number one from 2 weeks ago. Here's John Berry. Your love amazes me.
Okay, Brenham, Texas next.
AM 1280 and FM 106, KTTX, KWHI, Brenham.
Now an update from ABC News. American hostage Jesse Turner from Boise, Idaho, was apparently freed today in Beirut.
Isn't that a great news sounder, KWHI uses?
He's now 50 years old.
We're in Pearsall, Texas now.
This is the Texas State News Network.
And this is KVWG AM FM Pearsall, Texas. It is 3 p.m. today, de la tarde.
You are listening to KVWG AM FM Pearsall.
A number of the stations in South Texas lapse in and out of Spanish and English. They mix them as they talk along. Rather interesting.
Bienvenidos amigos.
Okay, let's go up to Kansas now.
The news authority for the heart of America. AM 1280, KSOK, Arkansas City and Winfield. It's news time.
You got that? Arkansas City? And they call it the Arkansas River, too. But, of course, the state is Arkansas.
...emergency bill to provide disaster relief to Midwest flood victims.
Say, if you're coming to the Aurora Convention, you'll get this next one kind of loud and clear.
Southwest Plaza on Walford. Call 9324.
KXKL, AM and FM, Denver. Cool 105 with good times and great oldies all weekend. Hello, Mile High. This is Bill Lyle on Cool.
Yeah, we hope to see you out there in Aurora. Labor Day weekend. Not too late to sign up, but it's getting there, so make up your mind. Down to Phoenix.
KHEP Phoenix, and music from Annie Herring on the morning show, Shine Like the Stars. USA News is next. And to add this prayer request to your prayer list today, a listener phoning in.
Back up north into Utah.
It's simply the best music of all time. This is Joe Lucena on AM 1280 KDYL Salt Lake City. It's 1 o'clock.
Well, now all these stations are at 1280 on the dial.
The new Pentagon boss.
Even when they...
Jim Gannon on the Satellite News Network.
Sorry, Jim. Even when they speak Spanish.
KREL 1280, Henderson, Las Vegas.
Terrific.
Música, lo mejor en la música hispana. Desde Henderson, KREL, La Magia 1280.
Let's give him another shot. Listen to these call letters in Henderson.
This is KDOL. 1280 AM, Henderson, Nevada. Radio, Las Vegas.
Son fabulosas, son familiares, son las tardeadas de la banda con...
That goes back a few years. Here's the home of the Queen Mary.
You're tuned to listener-supported Family Radio. This is KFRN, Long Beach, Los Angeles.
Over to Stockton, California.
777-8491. Join us next week for more of America on the Road on a mutual broadcasting system.
This is News Talk 1280, the radio home of Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays from 9 till noon on KJAX, Stockton.
On July 17th, for late President Kim Il-sung, the 82-year-old leader died of a heart attack yesterday morning, just 2 weeks after...
Go into the news, better late than never, right? I love these next two ideas.
Mario 1280 Quack. With more all-time greats. On the way, the Eugene Springfield weather for this afternoon, 47 at the historic Matthews House in Colbert. At KQAK, Eugene Springfield.
From the KQAK newsroom, I'm Nancy Steele.
How about this one?
Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy.
This is Fool Gold, AM 1280 KDUK, Eugene Springfield.
It's either KQAK or KDUK. They did change their call signs. But it's real ducky. I guess that's the best thing. We're going to go out to the western part, the eastern part, excuse me, of the state of Washington now.
On your radio, we played new gold, cool gold, real gold. We are the Kedri Gold Network, KJUN Puyallup, KBLV Bellevue, KTOL Lacey, KENU Enumclaw, and now KWYZ Everett, the Country Gold Network.
All right, that was the western part of Washington, quite a network. Now let's go to the eastern part.
This is AM 1280, KUDY Spokane. It's 80 degrees now in fair skies. Forecast high for 97 this afternoon. And right now, again, with fair skies, our South Hill temperature up to 80 degrees at 10 o'clock.
It's time for the Minerith Meyer Clinic here on KUDY Spokane, brought to you in part today by the Christian Counseling Connection.
And then south down in the southern part of Washington.
High in the mid-80s. We could use some rain, as much rain as we possibly can get, to help the firefighters a little bit. Currently uptown it's 85 degrees. At the airport it's 84. News Talk Radio 1280 KIT Yakima. The latest from CBS News coming up, and stand by for Costas Coast to Coast coming up 6 to 8 tonight on KIT Yakima.
That was recorded during the forest fires of 1994 in the Washington Mountains. Let's wind up with a couple of, at least one, 50,000-watt station that we might otherwise have skipped back on the eastern part of the North American continent.
À Montréal, aujourd'hui, ce sera du soleil. Les vents seront modérés. Par contre, on aura des passages nuageux qui seront plus fréquents cet après-midi.
KJMS, Montreal. And Esteban, Saskatchewan? And that's going to wind up the travelogue at 1280 for this month anyway. And delighted to have been with you here in the eastern part of the state of Ohio. Next month we'll be coming to you from the state of Texas. That's Texas. Let me clear my throat. Say, at each national convention, such as the one we're going to be having over the Labor Day holidays here in Aurora, Colorado, I give a quiz about AM stations to everybody who attends and award some prizes. And as a subscriber to the audio service, this year you're going to get a bonus. The bonus is the answer to one of the main questions. I'll be going around the room asking each person to tell me what city a certain station is located in, okay? This year, all the call signs will start with the letters WL, like WLAC, WLIB, and all the others. So study hard and win, and don't pass along this tape to anybody that might be competing with you at the Aurora Convention. How about that? We'll see you all there. Oh, and speaking of winners, here's Jim Snowbarger. Jim?
Hey, hello, hello there. You wild and crazy DX enthusiastic types.
Right.
This is the column we call Bandscan, and it's the one that lets you take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from various listening points around the country. If you were with me last month, you recall we were listening to a very nicely organized Bandscan put together by Skip Dabelstein, a nice view of the AM dial from Minneapolis by day, and we're going to continue with that. Last time we made it up to 1,000, most notable the Chicago stations were barely audible. I almost said edible, didn't I? I can barely stand them myself. Also, several stations from Iowa were in there, and but there's nothing on 1,000. We'll take up at 1010 this time and go clear to the end.
Beginning at 1010, we have KRNI in Mason City, Iowa. There is no audible signal at 1020 during the daytime. On 1030, we have WCTS in Maplewood, Minnesota. 1040 is WHO in Des Moines. 1050, KLOH, Pipestone, Minnesota. 1060 is KFIL in Preston, Minnesota. 1070 KMOM in Monticello. 1080 KYMN in Northfield, Minnesota. 1090 WAQE in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. And at 1100, there is no audible signal during the daytime hours.
Listening to the Bible Station, WCTS AM, Maplewood, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Farm Radio on WHO, informing you best.
Number one great stereo country, 24 hours a day on KLOH Pipestone.
KFIL AM and FM Preston, it's 11:59.
This is KMOM Monticello, serving Buffalo, Maple Lake, and Monticello.
AM 1090 is WAQE Rice Lake.
KFAB in Omaha on 1110 is a regular daytimer here in the Twin Cities. There is no audible signal on 1120. KFAN in Minneapolis is the 1130 occupant. There is no signal on 1140. On 1150, we have both KASM in Albany, Minnesota, and WAYY in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. There's no signal on 1160. At 1170, we have KOWO, Waseca, Minnesota. There is no audible signal on 1180. On 1190, we hear both KKOJ in Jackson, Minnesota, and KWMB Wabasha, Minnesota. And at 1200, we hear KFNW from Fargo.
233 at 1110 KFAU. Now, KFAN, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
It is 11 o'clock right now. This is KASM AM stereo.
WAYY News Talk 1150. It's a solid gold weekend, and we are taking your request.
KOWO will broadcast on FM 92.1 and 1170 AM.
KKOJ Radio, your race information station.
You're listening to KWMB.
Wabasha, Minnesota, the voice of the valley.
You're listening to KFNW AM 1200 West Fargo or KFNW FM 97 Fargo. UTI News is next.
At 1210 on the dial, we have KOKK in Huron, South Dakota. WIMN in Stillwater, Minnesota is at 1220. On 1230, we have both KYSM in Mankato, Minnesota and KMRS in Morris, Minnesota. On 1240, we hear WJON St. Cloud, Minnesota, and WJMC in Rice Lake, Wisconsin. 1250 shows KCUE in Red Wing, Minnesota. On 1260, we hear both KDUZ in Hutchinson and WXCE in Amory, Wisconsin. On 1270, we have KWEB Rochester, Minnesota. 1280 is WWTC here in Minneapolis. On 1290, we hear KSCR in Benson, Minnesota. And at 1300, we have both KGLO in Mason City, Iowa, and WQPM in Princeton, Minnesota.
Right here on Dakota Sports, and speaking of those tickets, here at KLKK again, we've got AM 1220 WIMN Stillwater. It's the town where Minnesota was born.
KYSM weather overnight, clear to partly cloudy skies, and...
This is WJON St. Cloud.
The one you depend on for news, KCUE Red Wing.
It's Minnesota Sports Authority, 1260 AM, KDUZ.
1 o'clock, this is WXCE Red Wing, Wisconsin. I'm your season ticket for sports. Yes. Station 1270, KWED.
The educational sensational Radio Wise is
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
It's 11 o'clock.
Good afternoon from KSDR News. I'm Hathaway. So it's 12:04, 58 degrees, really, at KSDR. 28 minutes past the hour, you're listening to Radio 13, KGLO. It's 56 degrees at Radio Park with all the music you know.
The regular daytimer on 1310 is KRBI from St. Peter, Minnesota. On 1320, we hear KELO in Sioux Falls. 1330 is KNOW from St. Paul. On 1340, we hear both KWLM in Wilmar and KROC in Rochester. At 1350, we have the signals of KCHK in New Prague and WCMP in Pine City. On 1360, KRWC from Buffalo, Minnesota. On 1370, KSUM from Fairmont. On 1380, we have both KAGE in Winona and KLIZ from Brainerd. On 1390, we have KRFO from Owatonna and KXSS from Waite Park. And on 1400, we regularly hear KLBB from St. Paul.
Let's check on sports. I'm Joel Ketke, KRBI, AM and FM, St. Peter Lee Sewell.
K-E-L-O-A-M, 1320 of Christian at 1113.
You're listening to KNOW 91.1 FM and 1330 AM, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
The barometer state of this KWLM weather. New 1640 KROC AM and color weather radar from KCHK.
I'm your Wright County Information Station, 1360 KRWC.
1370 KSUM.
Glad to have you along on a country road on KUGE.
Near Lake Country Sports Authority, AM 1380, KLIZ Brainerd.
Here on 1390 AM, KRFO,
Music of your life.
And keep listening to the music of your life, AM 1400, KLBB.
Both KLFD in Litchfield, Minnesota, and WIZM in La Crosse, Wisconsin, are the regular daytimers heard on 1410. On 1420, we have KTOE in Mankato. 1430 is WRDN Durand, Wisconsin. 1440 is KQRS here in Golden Valley. On 1450, we have KATE from Albert Lea. 1460 is KDWA from Hastings. On 1407, we have WLOL transmitting from Brooklyn Park. 1480 is KAUS in Austin, Minnesota. 1490 is KLGR, Redwood Falls, Minnesota. And at 1500, we have the Clear Channel KSPP.
You're listening to KLFD Litchfield, 1410 AM.
WIZM AM, the Crosses News Station.
A brief satellite weather follows ABC News and Sports on AM 1420, KCOE Mankato.
Speaking of WRDN, at 11 o'clock, we'll be checking in with Mutual News.
KQRS FM 92.5, AM 1440 Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
KDWA 1460, playing the music you remember.
AM 1470, WLOL, Brooklyn Park.
1480 KAUR, Austin, sunny skies, 78 degrees.
Develop an attitude. Listen to AM 1500 KSTP, the talk station.
The final segment of our daytime band scan of the Twin Cities AM dial begins at 1510 with KMSD in Milbank, South Dakota. On 1520, we have KOLM in Rochester. 1530 is KKCM in Shakopee. On 1540, we hear KXCL in Waterloo, Iowa. 1550, WEVR River Falls, Wisconsin. 1560, KBEW Blue Earth. 1570, KYCR in Golden Valley. On 1580, we hear KDOM Windham, Minnesota. 1590 is WIXK New Richmond, Wisconsin. And closing out the dial, we have KLGA at 1600 from Algona, Iowa.
That's the weather on AM 1520 KOLM.
Sharing the good news of Jesus. KKCN. Shakopee.
You're listening to the sound of America, serving the nation's heartland from Waterloo, Iowa.
Through Saturday on WEVR AM 1550 and WEVR FM Stereo 106.
Register each and every week for a chance to win KBEW Disney World Getaway.
KYCR, Golden Valley, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is KBOM AM FM from Windham Falls.
YHK AM 1590 New Richmond.
KLJAM will continue normal programming, including Coach's Corner this morning and the new news.
That completes our band scan of the Twin Cities daytime AM dial. It includes 113 stations from 8 different states. I wonder, Jim, how many of those stations are also a daytime regular for you down in Marshalltown?
Thank you, Skip. Nice job. Wow, very, very nicely organized band scan. Certainly do appreciate your contribution to the column. Excellent work as usual, sir. As a matter of fact, we do have several stations in common. I think I counted 28 on my way up the dial. And next month, I'll show you what they were. I want to start a band scan here from my location in central Iowa by day through my big four-foot tuned loop. You'll like that. I can get darn near anything. It's pretty amazing. We'll do that then. And until then, Jim Snowbarger saying, see you next month.
I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the International DX Audio Service Report.
Radio 74, serving San Julian, MS, and ANSI. Science of the times.
This month, an interesting air check from France provided by North American Shortwave Association and National Radio Club member Tom Walsh. An air check of the BBC World Service and Radio France International outlet Radio 74, recorded on 88.8 megahertz FM in France, just outside Geneva, Switzerland. And now here's Tom with more of Radio 74.
These are excerpts of what's called Radio 74, which is an English and French language station located near Geneva in France, operating on 88.8 megahertz on the FM band.
Local time, now 7 o'clock.
BBC World Service, this is Max Pearson with Newsday. In today's program, President Clinton tries to isolate Iran. The UN concedes that the ceasefire in Bosnia is over. Why Hutus and Tutsis are both worried by the latest developments in Rwanda. And the Chinese get an extra day's holiday. The news is read by Vicky Marriott.
President Clinton has said the United States is cutting all trade and investment with Iran. Speaking in New York, Mr. Clinton said tough measures were necessary to curb what he called Iran's support for terrorist activities and its drive to acquire weapons of mass destruction.
Traveling to London? Crossair now makes it easier than ever with two daily flights direct to the heart of London. Geneva to London City Airport. Benefit from a stress-free arrival in London. At London City Airport, plane to taxi is only 2 minutes. A taxi to the city is a short 20 minutes. And for your return with Crossair, there's every access to the city airport and a check-in time of only 10 minutes. So make your life easier. Fly Crossair to London again and again and again and again. Radio 74 weather, a high pressure zone is swelling over Scandinavia. It'll determine our regional weather over the next several days. Forecast sunny skies today. Some cumulus clouds this afternoon over the mountains. Maximum temperatures about 18 degrees Celsius on the plain, much as 21 degrees in the valley. 0 degree temperature line rising to 2,500 meters. Moderate northerly winds in the mountains. Weak breeze on the plain. The outlook for tomorrow through Friday, generally sunny days. Northerly winds blowing on the plain with normal temperatures for the season. Present temperature 5 degrees at Geneva Airport. Barometric pressure 1,021 millibars. Skies have broken clouds at about 1,200 meters. Visibility hazy, maybe down to 10 kilometers or less in some areas this morning. Winds are calm, and that's the weather for this Monday, May 1st, public holiday here in France. Today, everything is closed tight as a drum. Traffic moving smoothly, no particular problems anywhere. A few fog patches here or there, particularly in some of the valleys to watch for. Touring Club Suisse reports everything is all clear on the Swiss side, no particular congestion anywhere. Most of the mountain passes are open, except for the usual ones that aren't yet open for the season, but the tunnels under the mountains and the railroad tunnels all seem to be open. Some construction continues along some of the motorways, particularly between Lausanne and Geneva and around Lausanne. That's the traffic and weather for now from Radio 74, the information station.
Radio 74.
This program was paid for by listener contributions and by the CIP Apple Center in Ferney-Voltaire. Attention business managers, government agencies, city halls, and international organizations. CIP Apple Center is your long-established distributor of Apple Macintosh, Power Macintosh, and PowerBook computers and systems. Have you considered the advantages of putting Mac to work for you? You know that no computer on earth is easier to learn and to use, and when it comes to architecture, graphic arts, publishing, and computer networks, Mac remains the leader. Let the experts at CIP Apple Center demonstrate the better way to get your job done at low cost. Stop by their Ferney Voltaire showroom in the Centre Domar. You'll be impressed with the technical competence of their sales staff. Explain your needs and watch them come up with the right solution. It'll be well worth your while checking with CIP Apple Center just across the border in Ferney Voltaire before making your choice. From Geneva, phone 059-5040-5059. That's 059-5040-5059.
This is John Farmer with the local and regional news. In the canton of Uri, the police have discovered in a flat in Altdorf the bodies of a 66-year-old grandmother and her stillborn grandson. Five members of the family who believed in resurrection had refused to call a doctor and to authorize the removal of the bodies. They have all been arrested, as have also two faith healers from Lucerne. The police took an interest in this case because the stillborn child had not been reported to the local authorities. The tenants of the other flats were complaining of a curious odor. On Wednesday evening, the police entered the flat and found the 66-year-old woman, who had been dead for anything from 1 to 4 weeks, and the stillborn child in another room where it had been for the last 3 days. The five other people in the flat had refused to allow the bodies to be removed or a doctor to be called. As a result, they were all arrested. Among them were the stillborn child's mother and her husband, who turned out to be the son of the dead woman. Although it seems that the family were not members of a sect, it soon became apparent that they firmly believed in the resurrection of both the dead persons. It seems that they had refused to entertain the idea of calling for a doctor or of administering any form of medicine. They had been influenced by the advice of two faith healers from Lucerne, who have now been arrested by the police. The case is reported as being somewhat similar to a case that occurred in February 1993. The body of a 26-year-old woman who had died of a cerebral hemorrhage had been kept in a room for 15 months by a family of four. They too believed in the resurrection of the dead. Well, that's all for today. Monday, May the 1st, 1995, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
That was John Farmer, and I wish John was on live that's recorded this morning. I'd like to ask a few more questions about that particular situation. A lot of us believe in resurrection of the dead, but goodness, that happens when Jesus returns somewhere in the future. Huh? Man, oh man. So, see, people pick up their little black books and have a read, you know, just really read it and understand it. I guess that's part of our job here. Not only information, but inspiration and beautiful music here around the clock. Radio 74. Radio 74. Uniting people from around the world. Signs of the times.
This program is sponsored by you, our listeners, and by Balestra, whose approach to removals and transport is based on professionalism.
The English voice of the beautiful words of one of France. Radio 74.
7:27's the time.
This program was brought to you by you, our listeners, under the warden. You know where I'm from. And you know, I come here just once in a while, so I'm going to make the most of it and go to the English language second-hand bookshop, the Bookworm, where I can stock up on my books. No better place for someone thrifty who's doing a bit of time traveling and loves to read.
Whatever your reading preference, be it the great classics, non-fiction, modern fiction, science fiction, children's books, you're sure to find it at The Bookworm. Now that I've let you into my wee secret, I'll be off. I don't have much time. The Bookworm is located in Geneva at 5 Rue Sismondi. Their opening hours are Tuesday to Saturday, 10 in the morning to 8 at night, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Aye, they're open on Sunday too. For further information, call Geneva, 731-8765. Maybe I'll see you at the Bookworm, eh?
Beautiful sunny weather again today, even warmer temperatures, 24 on the plane. It's presently about 8 degrees at Geneva Airport. News in French next. We'll be back in English in about 25 minutes here on the bilingual station, Radio 74.
Ici Radio 74, la station internationale de la belle Haute-Savoie. Par satellite en direct de Paris, voici les informations de Radio France Internationale.
Courtesy of Tom Walsh, an air check of Radio 74, located in France, near Geneva, Switzerland. And that concludes another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. Wanted, your International DX loggings or audio cassettes. The address is 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Thanks, Bruce. And on our DX time machine from 50 years ago, from the July 21st, 1945 DX News Magazine, Phil Nichols reported a letter from H.D. Glidden, the general manager of WAGM in Prescott Isle, Maine, naming the winners on their January DX program. Most valuable report, Bill Stone of Toronto, Ontario. Most distant report, Norm McGuire of Albuquerque, New Mexico. From 25 years ago, from the July 4th, 1970 DX News, the RFS Cuban radio station list, edited by Ron Schatz, appeared.
Flip over to Site 2 for more of the DX audio service.